Welcome back to the Red Dirt Road podcast. Me and Ian Krotrek, we are going through the My Many Faces album that we talked about on the other episode he was on. So this released in 2013, re-released in May of this year. May, right?
I believe that's right. I think it was May, yeah.
And so there's 9 songs on this album. I believe it was 36 minutes, something like that.
Yep.
And we've already done the third song in the album, Half the Man. We already kind of reviewed. It's actually both of our favorite songs off this album. So we're going to be going through the other ones. It's generally kind of country and rock kind of sound throughout the album. So the first song is Spirit. It's kind of a rock sound. So
Interesting. So yeah, this was just just a song about friendships that go away, and then but they have a lasting effect on you. So basically, that's basically what this was about. And I don't think it was about any particular situation. I think it was just more of like, you know, now that your spirit sees me through, it's just more of like you have some good bonds, and even though maybe the relationships are over or they're gone, you kind of carry some of those memories with you. The spirit of those memories with you. So essentially that's what it is. That one is like really wanted a laid back classic rock feel of it. And when I listened to it, like, again, you know, in retrospect, that's exactly, I think what we achieved on it was this very kind of laid back acoustic and, you know, back when it was originally recorded, right. You know, that what was very popular were solos. Like, you don't see that a lot in a lot of songs now. Or long solos like that. So that's basically what we want to put into that. So essentially that's what that song is about. And you talk about favorites, I think that's probably one of my top 3 or 4 on that album for sure.
So on Spotify, this song, and it could just be because the first song in the album, but just pulled up your Spotify. Currently, this one is your most popular song from this album. It's number 5 overall. Yeah. I was curious. Second song, Seasons for Now, sort of a slow kind of intro. And then I'd say the rest of it is kind of mellow and chill is what I put for this one.
Yeah. And so this song was, I didn't have a title for it because I mentioned the word seasons in it, but I don't ever say Seasons for Now in it, right? And so when Danny, the producer, was saying, what should we call the song? I said, well, let's just call it Seasons for Now until we come up with another name. And we just never did. So that's why the title is Seasons for Now. So literally that's the title of that song. And so I don't think I've told anybody that before, actually. And the idea, the interesting thing about this one, at least I think so, is the fact that we have in the solo, we have a dueling or a piano part and then a guitar part. So it's a long solo, but it starts with a kind of mellow piano and kind of ends with the guitar solo. So I used to see a lot more of that a long time ago, and you don't see that so much anymore because the songs now are just, you know, very short. Like, you know, they're very radio friendly, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Most of the songs on My Many Faces are well over 3:30. And that it's a very long listen by today's standards.
Yeah. Your shortest one on here is only 3:28, you know. Yeah. So it goes, but they're not super long either. That the longest one is 4:40 in length. So that's a good length of a song, I think, you know, 4 minutes. Yeah. You know, I feel
that's
like
a long song.
3 minutes is, you know, I kind of, when I was grew up listening to music, I always thought 3 minutes is like, that's pretty short for a song. Like, that should be kind of the short end of the songs. And then now it's like, there's songs like 1:59.
Oh yeah.
Like just under 2 minutes. It's like,
you know what?
That's like half a song.
It's half a song. I mean, I wrote a song that didn't make it on these new batches, and I kind of stopped pursuing it because I couldn't figure out a way to make it more sync because it was going into the 4 minute mark. And then there's a one I just recorded last week that is probably 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Like it's a quick song. Like it's just it's right to the point, right? So yeah, I certainly, you know, the idea of doing a long song, full length album for me is that's never going to happen. And you don't even see that many people doing that anymore. It's just short singles. You promote them, and then you go on to the next one and just kind of just repeat, right? So you're kind of staying always, you're trying to always stay kind of in people's social media, and you know, you're trying to keep the attention on yourself by those constant releases.
Yeah. So we talked about Half the Man, and number four is Feel It. So the thing I wrote about this one, and I, you know, since I've listened to the rest of them, I can't really remember what the sound was, but I had written on here, what is that sound that you hear in it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, it's a slide guitar. And see, I listen to a lot of like Beatles and George Harrison, like for the guitarist for the Beatles. And a lot of the stuff from the 70s, he uses a slide guitar quite a bit. Like there's a song that he had called My Sweet Lord. It's a classic, right? And so I always like that. And Danny was a very gifted guitar player. And he's like, I said, he was playing stuff in the studio one day. I said, that's what we should start with. Just something like that. And that song is interesting because I wrote it all at the mic. Like I didn't have the song written. And it was literally press record. And then I just wrote, whatever came to my stream of consciousness, I sang. So there's a lot of like rhyme and goofy rhyme in that one, because I literally just wrote it at the mic.
Interesting. Yeah. Number five is Bigger Than Both of Us.
Yeah.
Sort of a slower song.
Yeah. That's, you know, just basically about my wife and I moving out to Alberta, pack our things up in the mountains kind of thing. It's I you know, I'm drawn to driving songs, you know, like the, you know, when you get out and you've got the tunes cranked and you're just going somewhere, like you have a destination in mind. And so that's basically what that one's about. And then the kind of the echoey, you know, me singing in the background echoey, I like a lot of Springsteen's earlier stuff. There's a song called Atlantic City. It's got that echoey reverb stuff like that. So that's why there's that in that song, because I really liked it. So we just put that in there. So it's just playing with sounds and picking.
It was definitely, it's an interesting song. Number six, No Longer Bother. So this is the longest one on the album, 440.
Yeah. So that one, you know what? I think that's just, you know, not letting anybody tell you. Like, I don't bother with other people's opinions. You know what I mean? So, like, you can, I mean, especially when you're playing music, right? You're like anything, you know, the people are going to have to always have their opinion about it. I mean, more people than not are going to tell you that you suck anyway. So, it's just like basically even doing that CD was like, I don't care about anybody's opinion. I'm just doing this for myself. And the percussion in there, that kind of percussion break, where you just hear the kind of the bongos or whatever, that was played by the same guy that played the dobro. So he was a multi-instrumentalist. This guy played like everything. So he played, you know, so he came in and did the cut on the percussions, and then Half the Man, he played dobro. And it is a long one. Interesting enough, so when I was promoting this back in May, and I posted it to Facebook, I had a lot of religious people reach out to me and somehow identified with that song as a Christian rock song. And they asked me, so No Longer Bother in spirit. So a lot of these folks were like, maybe followed some Christian country, Christian rock, whatever. And they thought I was a Christian singer. And so they would DM me and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I'm not. That was not why I wrote it. It just, maybe for them, somehow it sounded like that. I don't know. It was just interesting. I thought there was a lot of blocking going on Facebook. It's by that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number seven is actually goes to your shortest one on this album, 322. It's kind of a slow rock kind of a sound, and sort of is introspective, asking what is it all about? Or yeah.
Oh yeah, All About What.
Yeah. All About What.
Yeah, All About What. Yeah. So yeah, what's it all about? Yeah, basically. I mean, it's pretty well self-explanatory. It was like, yeah, I mean, why are we here? What's this all about? You know, and I think back, you know, like maybe people had good reason to think that I was, you know, some sort of spiritual whatever, singer or something like that, because there's a lot of introspective lyrics in there. But, you know, I wrote those when I was in my like early 20s. Like I didn't record them till much after, but when I first wrote a lot of those things, I was playing like a coffee house and I'd be playing that song. Right. And it was like, you know, you're going through your early 20s, you're going through lots of stuff. Right. So I think that's probably where it stems from. I would never write anything like that now, probably. I mean, it's way too introspective for me. People don't have time for it, you know?
Number 8 is Same Old End. This one kind of reminded me of like a, almost like a Leonard Skinner or an Aerosmith song a little bit. That I don't know if, that just kind of reminded me of those kind of bands a little bit.
Yeah, that, no, I appreciate that. Cause that's definitely the, you know, again, the steel guitar, that kind of haunting steel guitar, almost like a mellow Southern rock type of song, you know, that kind of thing. And that's really what the whole vibe we were trying to accomplish with that one, for sure. That one, the solo on that one is one I enjoy the most out of all the solos on that album. Like Danny played a solo and he just nailed it.
Last one on the album is No Matter Where You Go. Love the guitar picking kind of in the middle to end of the song. This one's more stripped down, kind of I described it as kind of storytelling / kind of campfire type of a song. This one's probably like my second favorite, I think, off the album.
Yeah, I would say that's probably mine too. So that one is, literally that is, you know, I mean, the lyrics are the same no matter where you go. So I did a lot of traveling, right? You meet a lot of people, and I just realized there wasn't really not that different. So that's really what the song's about. But, and I mean, most of the time, it's always me. Like most of the songs I write are just me and my guitar. So that one was stripped. And that solo, Danny and I played at the same time. So that was kind of a live off the floor where he was playing, he was doing the solo to my strumming. And I said, well, back then I didn't really promote it. But there were people, you know, I do a lot of songwriting circles and stuff like that. And that song was always the most well-received. And so then, you know, a lot of the people that I knew back then, like that's the one that got some radio play. It was the one that people grabbed onto the most and got some radio play before, you know, before I just didn't really actively promote it anymore. So it's definitely one of my favorites for sure. I mean, I should probably resurrect it and probably put it more on my set, cause I just haven't.
Sweet. So any U.S. tour dates coming up?
Jeez, when are we going to be allowed? You know, like, I don't even know when we'd be allowed to swing by there anymore. Like, it's, we're just so, such restrictions right now.
Oh, I don't even know. I've never, I don't even have a passport. I'd like to go to Canada at some point. So I'm not really too sure about the restrictions, but yeah, I guess that is a good point. But have you, maybe at some point, maybe next year, or at some point down the line, because we could use you and some, you know, get that Nashville country out of here. We need you know, I've been propping up the Canadian country and the Texas country. I think are where the real kind of country sounds are. So.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, I really appreciate that. You know, and hopefully I make it out to that neck of the woods and when things open up for sure. And you know, honestly, you know, what's interesting too, and maybe you've experienced this, like there isn't, like with the Canadian country music scene, there's no one that's not approachable. Like there's people like Dallas Smith is a big, do you know Dallas Smith? So he's a big Canadian country music guy, and he just got signed to Big Loud Records. So the same record label as Hardy and Morgan Wallen. And he's like a superstar in Canada, right? So, but you can just DM him, like, you know, on, like, if you have a, you're looking for a question about equipment or, you know, whatever, like these guys will, they'll get back to you. There hasn't been one person that I've reached out to that hasn't gotten back to me, and they actually will go back and forth. And I just think that's unique. You know what I mean? And the like the talent, like in Canada is just, it's crazy. Right. But, and it's probably the biggest, I know other people might disagree, but I think it's probably one of the biggest music scenes in terms of its popularity.
Yeah. I kind of accredit you to be, you were like our first kind of Canadian indie country guest on here. And so I've had a lot more on here, and I really kind of, I started listening to the playlist, Canadian Indie Country Countdown playlist, and I'm trying to get some more guests from there. Actually, one of the guys that, well, I haven't messaged him at all, but I've really been listening to his music. And it says on Instagram, it says that you follow him as well. So you must know him, Kyle McKerney. That great singer and a lot of good music. I think he's got his album coming out October 1st. So he's got a lot of cover songs, but he had a song. It had to be my favorite one on the playlist called Annie. It was a great kind of more of a folk country, but really good.
Yeah, no, he's good. And I just started actually following him because he's out of Alberta, and he's kind of like a country rootsy rock kind of guy. And you know, when you talk about the Canadian countdown, like Walter Scott James, the guy that's kind of started it, he is so personable and accessible. And then, you know, when you're on that countdown, all the artists on the countdown are just trying to help each other out to get as far in the top 10 as possible. And that's what I think is cool about it. Like, it's like artists kind of helping artists to get to that. And then when you get there, it's pretty cool. Like, I've never had a number one. I've been close. Drive Steady, I think, got to number three. Like, I've had, I think, three top tens. And Invincible is on it now, on the back 50, whatever. But it's hard because you're only allowed to be on it for 12 weeks. So you got to promote it and stuff like that. But it's like those kind of things. Like, it opened my eyes up, too. I'd listen to the countdown and go, wow, there's some really good people that I'd never even heard of. And now I'm starting to listen to it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot, especially with, you know, so much bad music coming out of Nashville. That's just not even, I mean, I don't even want to say it's bad. It's just not even really country music. Yeah. And I love listening to this stuff now. You know, I mean, it's you know, I liked it at first, but I love it now. I love it now. It's independent country artists. And those are the ones that actually sound like real country. So any listeners on here, definitely, it's called Canadian Indie Country Countdown. And I follow them on Facebook. And they have a playlist on here that I follow. And I'm not sure how often they update the playlist, but I'm sure they'll update it at some point. But it's pretty cool to just, it's a lot easier than looking at the actual chart, because you can play the song and then on Spotify and just easily, you know, like it or go to the artist page if you might like them. So that's awesome. So I don't know if you hear, there's a plane going over here. I don't really live super close to the airport, but not.
Oh yeah. I hear so it now. Loud. Yeah.
The Cleveland airport. It's actually not in Cleveland. It's a little bit outside. So
is that right? I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
So that is my many faces. That's going to be it for today. And thanks for having coming on here. We'll have to, we have some other songs, Invincible and Firm Grip on Me. That's what it's called, right? The other one.
Yeah. Firm Grip on Me. Yeah, that's right.
So I guess last question before we go, when is there a date for the album, new album coming out?
Well, you know what? It was interesting. So initially I was like, so I kicked this whole thing off with Drive Steady. And that was like May of 2020. And the idea was the album was going to be called Drive Steady. And then I would probably release a couple singles and then release the full length album. But because of COVID, and the cadence in which I've been able to release music. So I don't think there's going to be an album this go around. It's going to be basically, so I have basically Invincible I just released, and then there is four more singles. So I'm planning on probably releasing there a single every couple months kind of thing. So there's a lot of new music that I'm excited about releasing for sure. And then I think probably put more thought once things are opened up to probably do like a full length album, like probably like eight songs kind of thing. Cause I'm still writing. And so this current batch that I'm writing will probably make it for the next time. But, and the new ones they're awesome. They range from, they're kind of like, you know, Invincible is very edgy, but then my next single, which is probably more traditional country. That's what I'm very excited about. And so that'll probably be sometime in the fall. So Sweet. Yeah. Lots of stuff coming up.
Well, can't wait to hear it. Thanks for coming on here, and we will definitely get you on here again for some type of a country song and talk about your music as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I appreciate your interest. It's awesome. Always a good chat.